Hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever you are listening to this, I send you my warmest greetings. Hello, my name is Deneja Monique, aka Ifatoke, and I am the creator of Bruja Treats. Welcome. Today's episode is an amazing taroscope that is for Tuesday, May 12th, 2020, until May 18th, 2020. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a topic that involves a lot of humility, and that's when it comes to our partnerships and how successful partnerships initially start when we're on the road to humility. So we're going to dive into that a little bit. I have a special guest with me. This special guest is The Hoodoo Tarot by Tayana Lee McQuiller. I got to tell you guys, as a Southern person at heart, yes, I was born here in New York, but you know, my family on both sides are from down South Virginia and South Carolina to be exact. And these cards resonate with me so deeply. And I'm going to share some excerpts from the book with you. And I actually encourage you to support this amazing woman, to be honest with you. She did a hell of a job with this deck. And it's going to be guiding some very intense messages for us. You guys already know I'm very much about empowering other people, especially people who may feel like their voice or their light has been taken away from them. And I feel like this tarot deck is going to help us uncover a lot of things, okay? So, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with some announcements and, you know, some other more good juju. Hello, Coven. Welcome back. So let's just get into some quick announcements. Please follow us on all of our social media platforms, Instagram, YouTube. So subscribe, like, comment. Also, we have church every Sunday, which is the live Instagram stream. Please watch us, check us out. And when I say us, I mean me. And let's get into these messages. But, you know, technically it's us because I definitely work with my guides a lot in helping us receive the messages that are for our highest good. So check that out. YouTube is definitely going to be experiencing some changes in terms of how I'm going to use that platform. So stick around for that. Also, guys, the website is up. That's right. The website is up, brujatreats.com. Please check it out. There you can see what I'm up to in terms of social media. You can see what Bruja Treats is about, what my mission statement is, as well as book any spiritual services that you would need from me. It is all there. And for those of you who would like to contact me in regards to collaboration, you can also contact me there, or you can email me directly at brujatreats@gmail.com. Now, let's get into the juiciness of it. We are using the Hoodoo Tarot by Tayana Lee McQuiller today. And we're also going to talk about what's happening in the sky. Right now, a lot of planets are getting ready to go to retrograde, okay? Pluto being one of them for sure. But right now, we have Mercury in Gemini, and we also have Mars in Aquarius, okay? So this is going to be very interesting. So let's touch on the astrology for 2 seconds, okay? So once again, we have a lot of twos showing up in this reading. Like right now, you know, you guys already know I'm in New York. We have Gemini. Mercury in Gemini, and it's at 2 degrees. And then we have Mars in Aquarius, and that's at 29 degrees. So communication is gonna be pretty interesting, to say the least, okay? This week we are gonna experience Mars in conjunction with our Mercury, all right? And It's only from the 7th to the 13th, I believe. Okay, so what this is saying is that when it comes to our communication is going to be very spicy. You guys already know Gemini, mutable energy, also very a young house. So this is where we're going to say pretty much how we feel. But the thing is that we're not saying how we feel, or at least we shouldn't be saying how we feel in order to hurt someone or to sabotage our own rewards that are supposed to be coming to us. And this is why humility is the topic for today. Now, I've already spoke very much passionately about how I feel about the word humble and being humble. I do kind of feel like people overuse it in a way to kind of control another individual, and also to what they would feel as like possibly easing tension. I feel like sometimes gets blurred with just wanting somebody to shut up so we don't have to deal with them. So, you know, the word humble, it's like, ah. But we do know the power of pretty much not letting our light shine so bright in certain situations in order for everyone to experience the greater good, right? So not getting too much in our ego. So today I'm going to read an excerpt from Greater Good Magazine. It's through berkeley.edu, and it talks about relationships. And this topic is about, is humility good for our relationship? A new study suggests that people are more satisfied with their relationships when their partners are more humble. Now, this was written by Jeanette Van Der Lee, and this was published May 9, 2017. So it's been a few years. Basically, the researchers took 349 participants. They filled out this online survey. And based on that data, this is pretty much what they got. The results suggest that people who think their partner is more humble are more satisfied with their relationship. Why? This was partly the case because people with more humble partners are more committed to their relationship with that person, and more committed partners are also more satisfied partners. Humble partners may be better able to negotiate conflict, the researchers speculate. Conflicts in intimate relationships may tend to find more expeditious resolutions when individuals are able to humbly acknowledge their respective shortcomings, as it allows for relationship repair after offense, deeper understanding, and improved emotional bond. In this way, conflicts serve to bring partners closer together rather than further apart. What does that mean? In short, we're all human. I feel like a lot of us have been doing this shadow work, and we also too need to accept that we are human, and we are prone to make mistakes and have shortcomings and experience disappointment, rage, and all of those things. And no matter how disappointed you may be with life or the certain circumstances that have come your way, understand that you still are here, and that I know if you're listening to this podcast, your desire is to achieve success, or at least peace, in any way that you see fit that would be best for you, right? So with that, it comes compromise. And part of how we can compromise is by being humble. So, you know, it's not about judging other people. It's also not about rejecting help from other people, which I think is a big, big deal that we're experiencing now. A lot of us with this shadow work, you know, we understand that there's a lot of things that we need to do by ourselves. And even if there is someone new or someone who maybe we've already known trying to offer us help, we may not be so easygoing with it, to say the least. And it's because, you know, we've had a hell of a time. But understand that we're here to do the spiritual work, and part of doing the spiritual work is doing the things that are really, really hard, right? Things that we have a hard time agreeing to. If you continue on the right path and do what you need to do, you're not going to have any worries about that. Personally, for me, this has been somewhat of a struggle. it's been somewhat of a struggle because, even though I of course I feel like I'm a nice, caring, you know, genuine person, but I also do feel like I have my issues when it comes to truly accepting help from people, or even if I do accept help from people, not trying to overly compensate, like, I got it, or I know, which we already know, if you have to say I know so many times, you may not know that much. But this is the time where we also soften, you know. Being humble it's a very softening kind of action that comes into play. And I think that once we realize that there are people here in our lives that do mean us well, we can just ease up a little bit. Now, getting into the cards, I did the reading a little differently, guys, and I think that this is going to be a lot of fun. So I decided to pull a card from the Arcana, as well as the Court cards, and I decided to pull a card from the Aces. So this way we can really break down the energies of this week and really focus on what we need to. So we know communication is going to be a thing. We know we need to, you know, speak our truth and to put it out there. We know we need to communicate well, but we also need to do it in a way that doesn't burn any bridges for us, that doesn't kind of put us back to point zero, so to speak, right? A lot of us have done the work to be more calm, more prepared and ready for certain conflicts to come our way, and we have the tools to deal with it. But we may find with these energies, because, you know, Gemini and Aquarius, these are air signs, and they're brilliant. Okay, so they're going to tell you exactly how they feel, and they're going to tell you in a way that you know they've thought about it. Not only have they thought about it, but once again, that this is something that's on their mind. And we want to make sure that, of course, that we're communicating our feelings, but in a way that is conducive to all involved, right? So nobody should be walking away feeling like, I'm done with this shit, even though there may be a tendency to do that, and we may have not done that in a while. It may come up this week, all right? So for the Hoodoo Tarot, for the Major Arcana, we have the Bishop, and I love this. So the Bishop would be synced with the Hierophant in the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot deck. And Bishop C.H. Mason is the character of this card. So I want to get into the description. The description is James 4:17. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him, it is sin. The image. This card combines Bishop Mason's iconic photo with an interpretation of what his spiritual baptism looked like. He said this about the moment the Holy Spirit visited him. So when he had gotten me straight on my feet, there came a light which enveloped my entire being above the brightness of the sun. When I opened my mouth to say glory, a flame touched my tongue, which ran down me. My language changed, and no word I could speak in my own tongue. Oh! I was filled with the glory of the Lord. My soul was then satisfied. So this is speaking on the Bishop's experience. He lived between 1866 and 1961. He was a Pentecostal holiness leader, and also the chief apostle, and also, he has so many titles, by the way, first senior bishop of the Church of God in Christ, okay, which now has over millions of members and over 12,000 congregations worldwide, okay? So what is the significance of the bishop? Well, let's get into it. When you receive, or in this case, when we receive Bishop C.H. Mason in a reading, you are being asked to humble yourself and trust the teachers, guides, and elders of your community. This is no easy task in an age when no one wants to be told what to do, and authorities of all types are subjects of deep suspicion or outright hatred. This is especially true if said authorities are represented of so-called organized religions. While there is excellent reason to be skeptical of anyone attempting to manipulate our agency, we should not allow paranoia to become so crystallized in our consciousness that we end up throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Bishop C.H. Mason represents the conventional wisdom of any and all societal institutions, be they universities, places of worship, or rites and rituals that must be adhered to in order to be considered officially a member of that community. The bishop also represents unspoken rules, as they are often just as important. For example, a person attending a heavy metal concert in a well-fitted khakis, a button-down shirt with a pop collar and loafers would almost instantly be identified as being an outsider. It doesn't matter if the person in the preppy clothes knows the lyrics to every song the band performs. So it is critical to understand that no matter how free-spirited the individuals at that concert consider themselves to be, what the hell will be the reaction to the preppy dresser, which indicates not really being a part of that system. The bishop asks that you recognize the importance of group cohesion, cooperation, submission, temperance, and conservatism regarding the matter at hand. This is most likely not the best time to do you. If you receive the bishop in a reading, consider the following. Is conformity always good or bad? The nail that sticks out gets hammered down. What do you really believe in, or what do you have faith in? Go deeper and explore further. Do you see the value in your cultural heritage? Okay, that's very big. It might be in your best interest to follow the rules at this time. Everyone is a disciple of something, but true disciple is rare. Are you sure you understand the fine print? Join us. Could it be that what is expected of you is good for you? Be on time for the ritual. Get back in line. Teamwork makes the dream work. Follow the leader, Simon says. Now, I love this. And why I love it is because at the bottom of the deck, we have the Two of Swords. So the Two of Swords talks about, yes, there are things that we need to talk about. Yes, there are boundaries that need to be set. Yes, there are things that need a conclusion, problems that need a resolution. But the way we go about this is extremely important. As you guys already know, I am an Ifa initiate on Moshango, and I'm finding this to be somewhat of a challenge in my life. I feel like I have a lot of questions. Not only do I have a lot of questions, but I feel like I have a lot of concerns because I do feel like I'm representing a group that doesn't usually get represented in the spaces that I'm in a traditional way. You know, I'm very fortunate to live in New York, but we also know living in New York is also a bubble too, because we may have access and we may be exposed to certain things, especially like diversity. But at the same time, we also know that that still is not inclusive of everyone's, ideas and beliefs, right? So this is the time where, you know what, maybe right now where we're at, we don't see the bigger picture, right? And I'm just using my tradition as an example. Maybe it's a government, maybe it's where you work, right? Where you're just like, I don't see how this could work for me because it doesn't match my values or what it is that I desire, you know? Or maybe, you know, hey, I don't really think we're considerate or considering this group of people that's coming in or the times we're in. Whatever you're faced with that is causing you to want to speak up and speak out. Trust that, embrace that, right? But there is also a way to do it, which means you want to be well researched. You want to know what you're talking about. You want to know how to identify those emotions or those key emotions that you have in regards to why you feel this way. But Two of Swords, and as we'll go out throughout the reading, you'll see that we actually have a lot of twos. This is about, okay, with all of that, we still need each other in order to make this thing work. You still need a community. You still need a partnership. So at this moment, you may be skeptical. You may be hurt or even confused as to what it is that you are committing yourself to or committing your life to or committing your, you know, your beliefs to. But at the same time, you always want to do it in a way that would work out for all parties involved, okay? Because we can do a lot more and building something than we can do destroying it, right? And when you build something, there's always a need for renovations. It's not just, at least I hope, it doesn't just stay that way. There's always room for improvement. So just think about that and keep that in mind. So let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll get into the rest of the cards. Hello, Coven. Welcome back. We are now getting into the spread. So, for our central theme, it was the Major Arcana, which is the Bishop, number 5, which is synced with the Hierophant, okay? At the bottom of the deck, we had the Two of Swords, which talks about our need to make certain decisions through conversation and through expression, right? Now, I pulled a court card in order to know how we can best deal with these negotiations and these conversations that we have in our dealings this week. And we have the Father of Baskets. The Father of Baskets is synced to the King of Cups, okay? So this is talking about somebody who's kind, generous, diplomatic, reliable, resourceful, very wise, okay? But if this is someone on more of the negative side, there could be some tendencies to be self-destructive, deceptive, and somewhat emotionally manipulative, you know? But we're gonna keep in good faith. So we're gonna say that whether you need to possess certain energies or you're dealing with someone with these energies of being kind, loving, and reliable and all that good stuff, you want to make sure that you're communicating with them well, right? Because if they're honest and they're reliable and they're wise beyond their years, this is not the person you want to get buck with, you know? This is someone who you want to show you have a little bit more, you know, compassion and care, even though you may disagree, right? But you need to express that. And part of the reason why you need to is because of what's at stake. And what's at stake is the Ace of Coins. So the Ace of Coins talks about inheritance. It talks about receiving money. It talks about new financial and career opportunities. It definitely talks about productivity, which is huge right now during this quarantine. I have encountered a lot of women who are talking about how they have become more productive or why they see the power in being productive. But this also talks about tangible results, right? The reason why we are being productive is because we want to produce growth for us, right? This also talks about happy new beginnings, a support system, manifestation, and a windfall of good omens. So the Ace of Coins, I really want to get into the description of it. So the image is of a woman who holds a slice of sweet potato pie on a serving knife to offer to her guest. The pie was baked with a lucky Indian head penny, a tiny piece of ragged cloth, a matchstick, a pea, and a ring inside. It's inspired by the traditional Irish barm brock bread. The coin symbolizes wealth, the cloth symbolizes poverty, the pea symbolizes not getting married, the matchstick symbolizes domestic discord, and the ring symbolizes getting married. The guest shown here is not only receiving the slice with the lucky penny, but she has also received a message in the tea leaves. And some of you guys are familiar about tea leaf readings, foretelling good future ahead. Now, the flip side of the ace is, you know, money loss, which we don't even want to get into. But the reason why I'm pointing out the good and the bad with both of these cards is because since we've had a lot of twos in our readings, it can go either way, honey. You would have to decide for yourself how you want to move it. Do you want to grow in this relationship and it be productive for you and the other person or the community at large? Or do you want to go your own way because you're holding on to whatever your ego feels like it needs to fight for? Where I do know that sometimes these things do take time. Transition, transformation takes time. You also do want to still make the best decisions. So the best way to go about it is, you know, to have that Father of Baskets energy where you are kind, you're loving, you're warm, and always looking at something from an elevated viewpoint, okay? And it's because of what's at stake. Your life can change. We're in a time now where I do feel like people are going to start helping each other more, especially people who they do feel like is kind, loving, and giving. So this is the time to really know what's truly important. to know our value, because when I see Ace of Coins, I think of value, okay? And this is beyond money. You know, there's a lot of us who have expensive possessions, right? And we don't really appreciate them in the way that we should. So this is about always, you know, being grateful and thankful for what we have, and also leading with that good character, with that Iwapele. All right. Now, the first card we have is the Two of Baskets. So in terms of partnerships, right? Definitely two energy. We know we're going to be talking about partnerships in this reading, whether it's an intimate relationship, a business relationship, a relationship with a spiritual mentor, because the central theme is the bishop. So there's definitely some type of relationship we have with our spiritual mentors or people who provide us with some spiritual guidance. You want to make sure that not only are you two on the same page, but truly embrace the fact that you can only be on the same page due, you know, communication and, you know, understanding why your cups runneth over for each other, as cheesy as that sounds, okay? But you also want to keep that in mind in your partnerships, right? We're not just talking about being partnered with anybody, you know, just because they've always been there. We're talking about being partnered with people who you do have a connection with, who you do have a spiritual connection with, but once again, may not be seeing eye to eye on certain things, right? This is the time where we have those meaningful conversations, and we know that we don't have to run from them, but also to embrace some parts that we may not want to hear. You know, remember, Hierophant at the end of the day is about getting down to business, right? So we do have to follow the rules. And sometimes the rules are as simple as, hey, if you want access to this, then you're going to have to get in line, right? Now, the second card is the Two of Sticks. Once again, heavy partnership energy. Who do you want to click with? Who is your tribe? Who are the people that resonate the most with you? Okay. The Two of Sticks is talking about needing to make a decision. In this particular card, you know, this guy is in front of water, right? And he's like, oh, okay, where am I going to go? How am I going to do this? But the thing is that he has the world in his hands, right? When we see the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith tarot, we see that this noble figure is actually holding a globe. So in one instance, you can have the entire world in your hands and keep it. And in the other instance, you could possibly ruin it and let it go. If you do hear any crazy noise in the background, Fiona, which is our turtle, is having a moment. Which I'm going to take that as a sign too, because turtles represent wisdom. So with our wisdom, what do we know? You know, yes, we can go to college and we can disagree with our professor's opinion, but also at the same time, we know that we're going to have to put that in writing. We know we're going to have to argue effective points. And even if we do have the professor there, that's just like, well, I don't care about what points you effectively argue. This is what it is. We know that sometimes we just got to do what we got to do to pass the class and get along. Will it be hard for someone who is very passionate and takes pride in, you know, their voice and speaking up for others? Absolutely. But as we know in life, we can't control it all. So the Two of Sticks is saying, what do you want to do? Do you want to make this road easier for you because you do know it is in alignment with what it is that you truly desire? Or do you want to just make it extremely difficult because it's not set up in the way that you would have wanted to? Okay, which, you know, once again, is also a thing that sometimes we can deny ourselves of, because we're like, I know, you know, I'm not going to settle for less. I know God has more for me. And these are all things that, of course, we definitely do know. But maybe the more doesn't really look like how you thought it should look, right? And this is what we're going to have to accept. So the third card, we have the Nine of Baskets. And I definitely want to read the description of this card, because not only is it beautiful, it's loaded with beautiful imagery. So let's get into that. So excited. This, I'm not going to lie, this tarot deck definitely has me into reading more, so I highly recommend it. Please support all spiritualists, even people who design tarot decks. It really does take a lot of energy. So the Nine of Baskets, the plant that it is associated with, is marigold. This card shows an aerial view of nine baskets filled with a few items that represent what most human beings desire. Cash and jewels, which is financial security and wealth. Books, which is knowledge. Gator head, which is protection. Rabbit's foot, which is good luck. Old-fashioned biscuits, which is for nourishment. And a bottle of wine, intoxicants. sunflowers, warmth and good times, and passport, which talks about travel. So the positive meaning of this card, it talks about dreams fulfilled, plenty, art appreciation, wishes that come true, sensuality, rewards, hitting the jackpot, happiness, pampering, the finer things in life, financial security, prosperity, attaining your heart's desire, gratitude, and making it. I'm not going to put this out there as a thing, but it could be a thing. Some of you guys could be getting an inheritance from your family, probably from a father of baskets, or also too, you could be winning the lottery or some windfall of money. Okay, so this is saying that, once again, you know, if you know that having certain partnerships would be conducive to your overall highest good in terms of financial success, in terms of spiritual well-being, in terms of, you know, physical health, why wouldn't you go this route, right? Whatever issues you have, we can work it out there. There's nothing that's perfect, right? And usually how things do get better is having that seat at the table, okay? So keep that in mind. Now, the last card we have is the Seven of Coins. And I feel like the Seven of Coins is the energy where we're at right now in terms of re-examining, okay? A lot of us who are Saturn and Capricorn have just experienced our Saturn return, and it has not been easy, honey. And with these planets going in retrograde, a lot of things are going to be re-examined, re-evaluated. But more importantly, we are going to re-evaluate our own choices and decisions, whether we made them 10 years ago or we made them 10 days ago. This is the time now to see, hey, what has helped me and what has not. From a personal standpoint, I can tell you that I love my passion. I love the care that I have for people and for humanity to be better. And also, with that said, I also know there's sometimes where I come out more masculine and more aggressive than I would like because my desire is so strong. Remember, I'm a Shango. My desire for justice is so strong. I'm very open-minded, but when I see injustice, when I see something wrong, I become a whole different being. And these are things that I need to work on if I truly want to build something versus destroy it or to take it down. So the Seven of Coins is saying what needs to be re-examined, what weeds in your garden need to be pruned, what people need to go, what aspects of yourself that are holding you back is keeping you from literally being who you're meant to be. You know, the Seven of Coins, seven being a divine number in coins, this is something where spirit is saying, hey, you have it good, but you could have more. And that's what you need to choose this time. I had a friend named Abisola, hi Abisola, who shared with me Joel Osteen's video about, okay, yes, you may be comfortable with this. Yes, you may like it, but do you understand the point of leveling up? If you're okay with staying at level 12, by all means do you. But if you know that you have the potential to go from level 12 to level 20, why wouldn't you? Right? So this is about you giving yourself what it is that you want and playing by the rules. The fact of the matter is, if you think about it, right? Let's say you're playing a racing game or you're doing go-karts. If you don't get out of your lane, how can a new game start? How can the next people who are supposed to come in build and move forward and continue to move things forward? So progression is a part of life, okay? And we can find what we need if we're willing to be in partnerships that truly reflect what it is that we're looking for. This also means to me, because, you know, once again, Hierophant energy, it's okay to have outgrown people. You know, I think sometimes we do more damage when we're holding on to things and people that no longer resonate with us. And it doesn't mean that you remove them out your life. It just means that you decide for yourself that there's something more out there. So Seven of Coins, this is asking you to really reflect and look at what you need to look at in order to really reap the rewards of your hard work and your labor and your efforts. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into Spirit's last words. Hello, Kevin. Welcome back to Spirit's Last Words. The cards that we have is Pa, which represents the Moon card, and the Garden, which represents the World card. What this is talking about is that this is not the time to not believe in yourself. This is not the time to overthink, but this is the time to be productive, to acquit things that are no longer working for us, and to remove any obstacles that we have self-imposed. This is talking about liberating ourselves from victim mentality. So whatever conversations need to be had, have them. But once again, think about what would be the most beneficial for you at this time, okay? This is about renewing your hope. Pa is talking about getting down to the bottom of some things. This is talking about consider that you may not know everything. You may not have all the details yet to fully make the decisions that you need to make at this moment. And that's why communication is here and it's so important. But the world is telling you that you're going to be successful with whatever it is that you decide to do once you have successfully done the work. Okay, when we see Pa, which represents the Moon, in our reading, this is talking about possible deception. It could talk about dealing with illusions, but it can also talk about what happens when we get into dangerous territory with those thoughts, with those behaviors, okay? Don't ignore your bad feelings. This is why we need to have those communications. We need to have that communication with the people we need to have it with. But this is the dark side of force, you know. This is why so many of these things are coming up, and they're coming up with caution, because there are certain things that we do need to do and that we do need to get to the bottom of. But we need to think of ways that always we can find ways to express ourselves, whether it's through creativity. Maybe you're not able to talk to that individual, but you can write them a letter or a poem. Maybe, you know, it's time for you also to pay attention to the signs and warnings of your life. You know, has certain behavior helped you or has it hurt you? Has certain things kept you from getting to where you need to be, or have they empowered you? Okay, especially in terms of communication. This week is going to let you know everything you need to know. So whatever conversations you have, trust and believe that you're going to know how to move forward with that individual. You're going to know how to move forward in this moment, and you're not going to need anybody else to do it. But just make sure while you're finding out whatever you need to find out that you're doing it with pure divine grace. Okay, no matter how hard it gets, remember this. Divine grace. The road to humility is not an easy one, but it is well rewarding, and it is of the biggest thank you from the universe when you know how to practice good character, put it into action, and truly believe in its power. So I hope this reading resonated with you. For some of you who still are feeling a little on edge and a little, you know, got a little anger and rage, that's natural. Just know that when the moment comes for you to speak your truth, that you already have the tools and know what you need to do. Until next time, bye-bye.